Proclamation number 6655 of 27 September 1956. Serious admonitions and warnings from God. Sheet anchor. You will drift inexorably towards the abyss if you don't grasp the sheet anchors yourselves, which again and again are thrown to you by my love. But this grasping of a lifeline requires your will, and this is too weak or turned towards completely different aims so that you don't pay attention to what could mean salvation for you. And thus time will pass until the end without you being willing to leave the paths which lead towards the abyss. And you cannot be prevented from doing so. Nor will my unusual intervention bring you to your senses. You will accept it with the same unbelief which is your nature before. You will indifferently follow everything and seek again to arrange and continue life for your benefit. You'll remain untouched by what should be a last attempt to awaken people and urge them on a different path. But you will not be able to stop the last end, which will then bring a hard lot for you. The new banishment in the creations of the new earth. Because of your freedom of will, you cannot be hindered in your conduct of life. You can only be made aware of it again through warnings and admonitions, yet this, too, depends on your free will as to whether these warnings and admonitions make an impression on you, whether they influence and stimulate you into a change of will. And therefore earthly life continues in an apparently orderly manner. An apparent blossoming can be observed as far as earthly plans are concerned. Untiring work and activity can be observed, an accumulation of earthly values, an increase less for life is evident, success upon success, and people are satisfied with this earthly development as soon as it provides them with physical advantage, physical comfort. But the deeper they sink spiritually, for in the midst of their earthly striving they completely forget their actual earthly task, that they should mature spiritually. But I have recognized this state since eternity, and my plan of salvation has also been determined in accordance with it, which then provides for an end of the development period when no more spiritual successes are evident on this earth. And this point in time will soon come, for there are only very few spiritually striving people but an infinite number of only worldly oriented ones. And since the purpose of the earth is only the upward development of the soul, but this is no longer regarded as a priority, the earth has fulfilled its mission for this epoch. It must give way to a completely new ordered earth. Or also, a new order must be established on this earth so that it again corresponds to its actual meaning and purpose. But it can never be expected that the people on this earth will change again. They drift ever further downwards, and I stop this fall by binding them again in the creations of the new earth. There is no spiritual change on this earth, as is often assumed by those who don't want to believe in an end of this earth period. But the change will come, however, on the new earth. A spiritually more mature human race will be found, which will now live a life again according to my will and in constant contact with the spiritual kingdom. But such a life can never be expected on this earth, because the material spirit is too developed, because my adversary keeps people in bondage and they themselves do not oppose him. Therefore, what he thought he could plunge into the abyss will be taken from him. His share will be snatched from him through the new banishment. Thus he himself will be weakened for a long time and will no longer be able to harass people because they have given themselves to me and are withdrawn from his influence. But one thing is certain, that you humans on this earth are close to this turning point, that you have to reckon with an end of this earth and that this end also means a complete destruction of the earth's surface, which also includes the end of man and animal, thus of every creature. This is why again and again words of love and mercy sound to you humans. This is why I don't stop sending you admonitions and warnings. This is why again and again I throw you lifelines. Because I want to help you to grasp the whirlpool of the world and not let yourselves drift on. Otherwise you will inevitably end up in the abyss and face an agonizing fate. The new banishment in the creations of the new earth. Amen.